HarperCollins presents Tea for Two at the Little Cornish Kitchen by Jane Linfoot, read by Kitty Kelly. For Annette with love, you sent Herbie and Bear when we needed them most. Ruffle Up's old English sheepdogs, filling every day with boundless love, mud and happiness since 2004. Kiss, kiss. It's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then. Alice in Wonderland. When you can't look on the bright side, I will sit with you in the dark. Alice in Wonderland. 1. The Surfshark Cafe, St. Aidan, Cornwall. Slippery slopes and caramel crispies. Friday. Hi, I'm Cressy. I'm so sorry we're late. Above my head, the bunting is flapping against a cornflower blue sky, and across the Surfshack's cafe's hewn plank table, I'm looking at three smiling yet expectant faces. I take it the women round the table all know Diesel, the dog, already, as he pretty much wrenched my arm off to get to them. Let's face it, with his huge grey head and his long, lollipy legs that are mostly out of control, he's quite a local icon in St. Aidan. When we finally got here, he leaped up the steps so fast, my sparkly flip-flops barely touched the ground. Then he careered across the beachside deck like a guided missile. Now he's finally come to a standstill in front of the group. He's shoving his big black nose into each of their faces in turn and giving them the licking of their lives. As his tail finally slows to a normal wag, I can see a major slick on the one in the check shirt, who I think is called Nell. Then his bottom thumps down on my foot and he stares up at me. If a guy were playing me like this, I'd push him into the harbour. But with those heart-melting brown eyes, I forgive Diesel every time. Nell swipes a hand across her cheek to clear the slobber and gives his hairy shoulder a last pat. Lovely to see you too, Diesel. I hope you're being good. She turns to me. You're out of breath. Is everything okay? Even if these are friends of a friend rather than work, I was so hoping to make a good impression here. I flap my once white t-shirt and pray that the sweat halo around my scalp isn't turning my carefully prepped hair to frizz as they watch. Don't worry, I always hyperventilate when I'm excited to meet people. Hopefully that explains why I sound like I just finished an Iron Man. As for Diesel, I've known him since he was a puppy. But when I agreed to look after him and Pancake, the cat, while my brother Charlie and his lovely partner Clemmy go off on an extended trip to Scandinavia, I had no idea he'd be this much of a handful. Charlie and Clemmy's flat is just along the beach. But the second Diesel's paws hit the sand, he legged it. And we had a wild half hour of chasing before I finally grabbed him again. From Nell's hard stare, it's almost like she's guessed. In the end, wading into the shallows was the only way I was going to catch him. Looking at the tide line on my otherwise pristine belted boyfriend jeans and my long dripping cardigan, you'd never know I spent the best part of this morning getting ready. It might sound over the top to some people, and neat wasn't my natural state. But since I had success with my internet baking clips, I'm expected to be picture perfect every time I leave the house. I've no doubt that if the handover had been left to Charlie, he would have tossed me the flat keys as he left for the airport, saying, "You know where everything is, see you in 3 months' time." But Clemmy has made me a manual to cover every eventuality. If she missed the bit about how to catch Diesel, it's because he never normally runs off. I'm guessing Clemmy took charge of the instructions, because her part of the top floor where I'll be staying is vintage with lots of quirks. But she also added an hour-by-hour pet care log, as well as personality profiles of most people in St. Aidan, and then insisted on handing me into the care of her besties, who are welcoming me now with afternoon tea. It's lovely of them to treat me, but it's more looking after than I need. I'm the youngest of six, and what the family forget is that I'm 32, independent and completely capable of taking care of myself, as well as Charlie's pets. If ever you want proof that life can flip from good to the worst kind of bad, then back again, you only have to look at Charlie. 13 years ago, on the eve of their wedding, his wonderful fiancée, Faye, got ill and died. He had 10 long, desolate years. Then Clemmy moved into the flat next to his and made his life happy again. If I'm a little bit wary of being...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?